I am here with Lauren Olsomalski.
Yes.
did I say that right?
Perfect.
She has these, I'm standing in front of this really awesome reed sculpture that, this has kind of been oxidized, right? This is really rusted, and this just happens.
It happens naturally.
Yeah, it's weatherization.
Yeah, it's something that is really easy to maintain because you can't stop it from happening.
That's right. So talk to us a little, Lauren, because this, I mean, it looks just fabulous how you have it planted here in this container with rocks, but if I were to place this in the landscape, tell us a little bit how we would do that, and talk about the winter interest, too.
Sure. Well, this is a really great piece to use either in a container or in flanking an entryway. It can be used in an outdoor patio space. People have placed these things instead of trees that have died in large containers. They're also starting to be interested in people from California think that it would look good in that dramatic landscape, Santa Fe, with that kind of architecture.
That's a great point.
Yeah, it really complements either a contemporary home or it in a water feature area also because of its natural reed-like shape. So I think that it's a really wonderful thing to place around low-growing plants. And because as the winter arrives and the plants die down, then you're left with this beautiful sculpture. So you still have a lot of visual impact going on in your landscape after you have worked on your plants all summer.
Great. And Lauren, tell us where listeners can find your fabulous pieces of art.
Well, I'm located in Seattle, and I have my workshop here. So if you're a local Seattle person, you're welcome to give me a call and make an appointment. Otherwise, I have a website, which is laurenosmalski.com, and you'll find my contact information there. And I'm happy to be contacted and talk about anybody's landscape or what we can do to customize this for your home.
Great. Thanks so much, Lauren.
Oh, you're welcome.